10 airframes, one deal, and a firefighting company that just got a whole lot bigger. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. If you've spent any summer watching the western skies fill with smoke, this one's for you. Let's get into it. Here's what you need to know, Colson. Aviation Canada has acquired 10 former Royal Canadian Air Force Hercules aircraft. These are the CC-130H variant, the tactical airlifter version of the Lockheed C-130 that Canada has flown for decades. Colson plans to convert them into aerial firefighting tankers. That's the headline from AeroTime, and it's a big one for anyone who cares about how we fight fire from the air on this continent. Before I dig into what that actually means, a quick word from the folks helping keep this show on the air. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSold.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com now. Let's talk about why 10 old military Hercs matter. If you don't follow the tanker world, here's the background. Aerial firefighting is a strange corner of aviation. It runs on a fleet that's part cutting edge and part museum piece. For years, the backbone was aging airliners and old military transports converted to drop retardant. The work is brutal on airframes. Low altitude, heavy loads, hot and turbulent air, steep terrain, and then you do it again and again through a fire season that keeps getting longer. The C-130 Hercules is a natural fit for this mission. It's rugged. It's designed to operate from short and rough strips. It handles low and slow flight in ways a converted jet airliner simply doesn't. And critically, the Air Force version can carry a roll-on, roll-off retardant delivery system called the Modular Airborne Firefighting System, or MAFS. That's the pallet-mounted tank the National Guard and military Hercs have used for years. You load it into the cargo bay and a standard transport becomes a tanker. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. 10 airframes is not 10 tankers. Not yet, and not for a while. These are H-model Hercules that Canada is retiring as it moves to the newer J-model. They've been flying military missions for a long time, turning a surplus military transport into a certified purpose-built firefighting tanker is a multi-year project per aircraft. You're talking about deep inspections, structural work, wing box and center section scrutiny, systems overhauls, and the installation and certification of the retardant delivery gear. This is a long-term fleet investment, not a fleet that shows up next fire season. So why does a private company buy 10 of them at once? Because the supply of good tanker airframes is thin, and it's getting thinner. The old workhorses are aging out. There's a global shortage of suitable large air tankers, and everybody in this business knows it. When a batch of low-time, well-maintained, mission-appropriate Hercules comes available from a government that kept good records, you buy the lot. You secure your supply chain for the next decade. Airframes like these don't come on the market often. And when they do, they go fast. This affects you if you fly anywhere near the Western United States, Western Canada, or frankly, any fire-prone region in summer. And these days, that's a lot of us. Let me connect this to your actual flying. When a large fire spins up, the airspace over it becomes a temporary flight restriction, a TFR, and fire TFRs are among the most important ones for general aviation pilots to respect. Because inside that airspace, you've got tankers flying low, slow, and heavy, plus lead planes, air attack platforms, and helicopters all working in tight, choreographed patterns close to the ground. A wandering GA aircraft in a fire TFR doesn't just risk a violation. It can force the whole aerial operation to shut down. When the tankers get grounded because an unknown target showed up on the fire keeps burning. Homes and lives are on the line while everyone waits for the airspace to clear. So here's the practical takeaway. Check NOTAMs before every flight and pay special attention to fire TFRs in summer. They pop up fast, sometimes with very little notice, and they can be large. Look them up, plan around them, and if you're transiting a region with active fires, build in margin. More tankers in the fleet means more of this activity in the years ahead, not less. There's a bigger trend underneath this story too, and it's worth flagging. Aerial firefighting has quietly shifted from a mostly government-owned model toward private contractors operating on contract to agencies. Companies like Colson own and maintain the aircraft, train the crews, and stand ready for the call. When you see a private operator lock in 10 military surplus Hercules, you're watching that model mature. This is capital being committed to firefighting aviation as a serious, long-horizon business. And that's ultimately good news for the communities that depend on a rapid, heavy aerial response. One note in the spirit of keeping the record straight. The plan to convert all 10 is exactly that. A plan, conversion timelines, certification, and how many of these airframes ultimately fly as tankers versus serve as spares or part sources will play out over years. I'll flag that as the practical reality, not speculation. Big fleet acquisitions always look cleaner in the press release than they do on the shop floor. That reporting comes from AeroTime. With a background on the Hercules and the Mavster drawn from Lockheed, and the long public record of military and civil firefighting operations, you can always find us at RadioHangar.com. 10 Hercules headed for a second career fighting fire instead of flying troops. That's a good ending for an old airframe. Keep an eye on those fire TFRs this summer, and I'll see you next time.